Turn, Turn, Turn was a song written by Pete Seeger in the late 1950s and later recorded by the Byrds. The lyrics are adapted from the third chapter of the Book of Ecclesiastes. You may be familiar with the lyrics. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. There has been much discussion over the years on the meaning of turn, turn, turn. In context, to turn means to change in nature, to transform from one state to another, to turn from one season to another, to turn from one time to another, and to turn from one purpose to another. This meditation from Isaiah chapter 55 is about turning. Turning from our natural state to the divine. Turning from our past to our present. Turning from our pain to our joy. And finally, turning from ourselves to the mind of Christ. So to begin, whether at the light of dawn or the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a gift of quiet contemplation, a respite to turn from the noise of the world to the peace of heaven, a moment to turn from our racing thoughts to the tranquility of God. As your eyes begin to turn now, without effort, from open into a soft gaze, and now closed, begin to turn now to center on this present place for a moment, this time of divine transformation, and a silent whispered prayer of turning towards God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in prayer now by responding to this passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, I turn to you. Then with deep longing, you will seek God. And Lord, I turn to you. With a deep longing, you will require him as a vital necessity. So Lord, I turn to you. You will find God when you search for him with all of your heart. So, Lord, I turn to you now. For a moment longer, continue in the satisfying stillness as you turn from the satisfaction of the world to the pleasure of God. Where do you turn during times of stress or pressure or isolation? Do you ever turn inward to your own strength for power to manage your life? Be honest with your response. He already knows your answer. Do you ever turn to yourself to restore your sanity? Or holding on to your own will? You're safe here to notice your answers and your thoughts and feelings. No judgment here or condemnation. But surrender now your turns. Take these moments to release your will to be transformed to the will of God. Now imagine for a moment, having no need to turn, your will aligned with that of God, your desires in step with His. Center on the face of God as you turn towards Him now. Turn to Him. surrender to Him. Center on Him. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep, full belly breaths and feel your breathing aligned with the desires of God. Breathe in His peace and exhale your will. Breathe in His presence and exhale the world. Center on how you breathing in the breath of God satisfies you completely. Once again, your mind may turn back to you, turn back to your control, and that's to be expected. But don't judge yourself for that. When it happens, allow your wandering thoughts to turn easily from earthly to heavenly. Permit any self-centered thoughts to be gentle reminders to turn back to reliance on God. Let the presence of God be what completes you in this moment of reflection. Continue as you center on how God nourishes you through His Word in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the prophet Isaiah. It was a letter written nearly 3,000 years ago to a people threatened with destruction. But Isaiah wrote of hopeful expectation of God's deliverance when we turn to Him. Do you need God's deliverance? Do you want to turn to Him? Well, cherish each word for you from Isaiah through the Holy Spirit. From Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 through 7, from the New International Reader's Version. To you, my dear friend seeking after God, turn to the Lord before it's too late. Call out to Him while He's still ready to help you, and stop doing evil things. Quit thinking evil thoughts. Turn to the Lord. The Lord will show you His tender love, but turn to God. He is always ready to forgive. What emotions did that stir as you opened and read this letter from the prophet Isaiah? Well, listen once more from Scripture for what the Holy Spirit may be giving you. Turn to the Lord before it's too late. Call out to Him while He's still ready to help you. Let those who are evil stop doing evil things, and let them quit thinking evil thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord. The Lord will show them His tender love. Let them turn to our God. He is always ready to forgive. What word or thought or image settled on your mind in this passage? Well, let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Holman Bible to be a prayer of turning to the satisfaction of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I know well that Your ways are not my ways, I can do nothing without your strength and by your grace. So please give me the courage to seek you while you may be found. Call on you while you are near. And grant me the strength to abandon my wicked ways and sinful thoughts. Let me turn to you, Lord, so you may have compassion on me. For by your grace, I know you will freely forgive. And in this I plead and pray in your glorious name. Amen. For this next minute, I hope you will meditate on these inspired words from Isaiah. Let them be your prayer now too, a prayer to turn to God, a time of contemplation on the presence and teaching of God. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, a humble message of blessing to those that hunger after the Heavenly Father. Experience it now from the New International Version. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or a reminder of something familiar? Well, reflect and be satisfied with that encounter for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, be among those in the nation of Judah to whom Isaiah was writing. Imagine decades of threats and destruction, no hope in their own efforts to thwart the enemies that surrounded them. No place to turn. Well, no place except, yes. The first three steps in recovery are to admit we were powerless and that our lives had become unmanageable, that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, and made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. There it is. Turning our will and our lives over to God. Take this minute to contemplate your emotions as you ponder that, turning your will and your life over to God. Thank you. stay here for a while longer, your mind transformed to that of Christ, your will and life turned over to the Father. As you rest here in closing, be mindful of present moments you have to willfully turn your life over to the love and care of God. Reminded that your life is indeed unmanageable and only God can restore you to sanity. Be aware too of someone you meet along the way that seems to be searching within themselves for power and hope. Who do you know that is in need of turning to God? Consider how God might use you to turn them back to Him. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, watch with great expectation for moments to turn. Moments to turn and change your nature, to transform from one state to another. For it will be then and there you will encounter the love and the sanity found only in God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to turn to the Lord before it's too late. Call out to Him while He's still ready to help you. Stop doing evil things and quit thinking evil thoughts, but turn instead to the Lord. The Lord will show you His tender love. Turn to God. He is always ready to forgive. Now may the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with a forgiving God be what gives you most hope now and always. Amen.